Day 371, Saturday, February 17th, Proverbs 7. Proverbs 7:1-27 NKJV. My son, keep my words, and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin, that they may keep you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my lattice, and saw among the simple, I perceived among the youths, a young man devoid of understanding, passing along the street near her corner, and he took the path to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and there a woman met him, with the attire of a harlot, and a crafty heart. She was loud and rebellious, her feet would not stay at home. At times she was outside, at times in the open square, lurking at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him. With an impudent face she said to him, I have peace offerings with me, today I have paid my vows. So I came out to meet you, diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. I have spread my bed with tapestry, colored coverings of Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love. For my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him, and will come home on the appointed day. With her enticing speech she caused him to yield. With her flattering lips she seduced him. Immediately he went after her, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till an arrow struck his liver. As a bird hastens to the snare, he did not know it would cost his life. Now therefore, listen to me, my children, pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways, do not stray into her paths, for she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. Her house is the way to hell, descending to the chambers of death. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading program states, the seventh exhortation, Proverbs 7:1-27, gives yet another warning against succumbing to the temptations of adultery. The chapter begins with instruction to prize and be attentive to the Father's commands, which are, in fact, God's commands. The son is to take wisdom as sister and understanding as nearest kin. Sister here may be used in the sense of a bride. See Song of Solomon 4:9-10, Song of Solomon 4:12, Song of Solomon 5:12. In any case, a deep, close relationship is to be forged with all that constitutes wisdom. The young man must be prepared to escape the clutches of that ubiquitous adulteress. An example is given of a gullible young man who did not escape. The woman perversely speaks of having offered peace offerings, which meant she could bring part of them home for a feast before God. Yet her banquet, while her husband is away, is for the purpose of luring the young man into her home. And in he went to his own destruction. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death. Verse 27, NIV. When two people engage in premarital or extramarital sex, the actual circumstances, motives and attitudes vary a great deal. They may both plan on having sex, or one may intentionally seduce the other, or they may be increasingly intimate in their affection and get carried away. Regardless, every couple that engages in immoral sex lacks or ignores the precious wisdom of God that he spells out in his word for our protection, health and happiness. Wisdom includes making firm godly plans to remain pure. Any decisions made while emotional or sexually aroused will likely be foolish decisions. He who fails to plan plans to fail. We should remember to see figurative parallels here between the way of wisdom and the way of folly and wickedness. Woman folly later issues similar invitations with the same horrible result, Proverbs 9:13-18. And we will read of woman wisdom throwing a feast in her home and inviting the simple in, Proverbs 9:1-6. In that case, a banquet we should be delighted to attend. And, verse 2. This expression apple of your eye is likely one in English we are familiar hearing, but we might not know its meaning here in the Bible. In Hebrew, the word here translated as apple means the little man of the eye or pupil, Strong's. All of us understand the importance of protecting our eyeballs and pupils. Just as we take great care to ensure our eyes aren't damaged, so we should take great care in keeping/obeying God's commands and laws. Verse 13, it says her face was impudent. Her face was strong and unashamed. Verse 23, the liver was thought to be the seat of lust in the body and may be used for that reason here. Verse 26, while these strong men or heroes had great physical strength and possibly great military strategy, yet they fell for her seduction. Most people do not have the strength to withdraw from strong temptation. That's why the Bible warns us to flee and stay away from situations in the first place, which is the best opportunity for us to avoid sin.